learning today Masecht Uksin, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Shirosh Yashuv HaBetzal, and the Rosh of the Roots. The roots of garlic and onions, v'ha-kafloitos, the roots of the garlic and the onions and kafloitos, b'zman shim lachim,
leak, right? Leak.
What is called a shana? What we learned in the previous mission that is shemi tameh, which means that if the fruit is tameh, the yad is tameh, or the shomer is tameh, right.
It makes other things tameh.
When it's moist, they have pitma shalachen. When the roots are moist and the pitim, the stem shabroisham, shukimin kaftar is a kaftar. So we'll see here in the picture. Says over here in the picture, shalashi ushabroisham kafleitas. This leek kafleitas, bizman shahim lachim, and they're moist at pitma shalachen. The lachim. Lachim is banshim lachim, okay, but pit mashalachim, when they're moist, the food is moist. And it says, where is man, shim lachim? Lachim refers to the root. What does he say here? It's banshim lachim, when they're moist, what's moist? Shahashirashim shalachim, when the roots. When it says shahain, refers to their roots.
Right.
What's the roots? Over here it says shirashi, the squiggly stuff.
Right.
The spaghetti. Shosh Hashem, Shkushim Lachim.
Correct.
The spaghetti, when it's moist, Harei Elu Shayme.
Shosh
Hashem, Shkushim Lachim, Harei Elu Shayme. Shosh Hakachleit, Shkushim Lachim, Harei Elu Shayme. Okay, what's the pit? The pit over here is the stem, is the hard, gray area that's above the squiggly stuff. This is the spaghetti, and this is the stuff on top of that. There is on top of that, that's called the pit of a pitim is. Hashem Kalipa, the Tachtis Hashem. The klipa, the shell, the ram, the shem, shahashoyroshim, yoitzim yimeno, v'yesh lachem din shemen. Pitemes of itself, klipa.
So it's the hair.
No, the hair is called the shorish, the root. The shorish shay hashem is the shorish. The hair is
the shomer.
That's a shomer. What else is shomer?
Pitem
is also a shomer.
Okay, so
also a shomer, fine. Okay, pitemes of itself, the ram, the batzel, shahashoyroshim, yoitzim yimeno, v'yesh lachem din shemen. Pitemes hakapod kelipa. The tachtes hakapod shasharashim yotzim lehem yeshem shemer. Shasharashim lachim. The roots are moist. Okay, the spaghetti stuff. Kishasharashim shal minim elu lachim. Hari elu kultim. They collect. They coilate. They absorb lachos min ha'avir. They absorb moisture from the ear. V'kachem shemim ala yorok. Thus, they're guardians on the vegetables. She yishoer lach. That the vegetable
shemim
moist. Who says this? The Rosh Shehem Yiveshim, when the spaghetti is dry, Einam Shemim Alachas Hayarak, they do not guard on the moisture. Umeila Sheinam Shemim Hashemir Abel Yeshem Din Yad Kim Ruchamur Vishna Gimbeis. So when these things is not, he's saying a chiddush, that when the spaghetti is not
moist,
although it may not be called a shemir, it's still called the yad. L'may naf gemina. A yad is not mitzdorif to shir beitza. A shomer is mitzdorif to the shir beitza. Now, vayta. Let's go vayta. Okay, then he goes over here. Pitemes, ha-pitma, the pitim, sholminim elu, mishamesh eslohem, mishamesh eslohem, kichoysom, a seal. It guards the inside of chamosh uksei hanovim, like the stems of grapes. Hamasham shem lanovim choysam l'shoymer al lachusam, to guard their moisture. Or etzir four, That was the choysam, right? They had the choysam here. Is for this was the little berry. This little zachov is called the choysam. This little zachov here, it guards the garin of the grape. Ha. Okay. So the Vitamis Apitma Shal Shmin Mayu Mishamesh with Lhul Khoisam. Khumar Uksa and Shabam Khoisam Sham Allah Khusam. As you came and shaken yesh with Pitma Din Shimer. Ben Kishu Lecha, Ben Kishu Yvesha. Perishagwa, Kasa Harav, Shaminim Eliashlam Pitma Bereshan. He disagrees. The Rav says the Pitim is Nish, the Zach over here. We're calling now, we found the Gra, this Zach on the bottom over here. So saying the gross, saying the Rav says it's not the pshat. The pitim is what's on top. They're not illustrated. They're not showing it to you in this example. Okay. They're not showing it to you here. So the rush, the zman shim lach, what's lachim? The spaghetti. The spaghetti is lach. Then shahasharoshim lachim. Then it's going to be called a shomer. But a pitma. But when it comes to the pitim, but the pitim means the klipa, the klipa from which the sharoshim they go forth. That ha'uket shabroshim shukim in kaftor. Then it says here ben lecha ben yivesha ben shapitma lecha ben shivesha. It makes no difference. It makes no difference whether it's dry or moist. It's going to have the status of a shomer. Good? Got it? This is only going to be called a shomer when it's going to be... What? But the pitim is even wet, dry. Even when it's going to be dry. Even when it's going to be dry, it's going to be called a... It's going to be called a shomer. Vaiter sharashi hachaziri. Now, next. V'ho amud v'ho amud. Shu mechuvin keneged ha'ichel kishem achaz kishem 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 mas ki nim. When it gets old, hashu avsalim haklav behakaf like this, yaasu beemseusam kemin amud. Ulroishay tarmil. There's a tarmil. Shibroishay shibseichay tamun hazera. There's a pouch. A tarmil means a pouch. There's a pillar, and in the pillar there's a pouch, and in the pouch there's a seed. It's in the middle of the thin roots. Now, what is the word of shemis shemis ta'if? Mimenu haynu shloy kineged oichel. What does that mean over here? Okay, v'ha'amud. The amud is the pillar. Shehu mechuvin kineged ha'eichel. This is called the amud. You see this. This zach. Ha'amud shel ha'botzel. Ha'olim the leaves shemisaviv legavul zem mikram ha'amud she'enay mechuvin kineged ha'eichel. Okay, there are things that are called kineged ha'eichel, and there are things that are shaloi kineged ha'eichel. You with me?
Okay.
There are things that are kineged oichel, and there are things that are shaloi kineged oichel. This zach over here is kineged oichel. This zach, this, and this is shaloi kineged oichel. Okay. Then there's the givel. What's the givel? The givel is on the wood on top. A givel ha'emtzoy shemenu yose perach. The center shaft givel. What's a good givel? Is the stalk. Shemimenu yotzei perach habotzel, the flower of the onion goes forth. That's the zach on top. Mi perach habotzel, no, mifarech habotzel, mispatchim garine habotzel. Know what that means? Givol zenik uloshen hamishnah ha'amud shumu. This givol, this stalk, givol zenik uloshen hamishnah ha'amud. Shehu mechuvan, that is opposite, kineged ha'eichel. V'hainu, ha'amud shu mechuvan neged leiv b'habotzel. Okay, the heart of the onion. An onion has a heart. Here's the heart.
Yep.
So the part that is straight is mechuvan kineged. Ha'olim shemisav l'givol zenikim ha'amud she'inenu mechuvan kineged ha'eichel. These zachin, this, and this is called the amud. That shaloi kineged ha'eichel. Okay. I give all ha'emtzoy, the middle one, who anikwa ha'amud b'chol b'kineged ha'eichel, b'shamish k'shoymer. The center branch is a shoymer, the bottle of all, b'shamish ein ha'mishamshim b'shamish k'shoymer, el avlechein b'shamishim k'yad l'bottle. Those that are on the side are not called a shoymer, they're not called the shoymer, they're called the yad. They're called the avlechein b'shamishim k'yad l'bottle. They're a yalabot, still kim vur b'mishnah gimel. Okay, so the ones who are on the center is going to be called a shomer, and the ones who are on the side, these six things on the side, they're called a yad. What is the naftimini between a yad and a shomer? We've learned this so many times. A shomer is mitzoreith to the shirbeitza, but a yad is not. Weiter. Niskosh achazonish. Very olim. You don't want to learn that?
No.
Okay. So. The armor should be when it gets old. Yeah, but Solomon has Solomon Solomon has Solomon has Solomon
has Solomon
has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon has Solomon Shirashi, next, new halacha. Shirashi,
nothing.
It says, all he's saying, this, he's saying something different. He's saying a little bit different. What we're basically here is the center shaft. The center shaft is called. It doesn't say. It just says the Amud, no matter what. It doesn't differentiate. Does not differentiate whether it's called it's
also,
center. It's also called a shomer. It's a shomer.
All right. Okay. Everything
is a shomer. So far, bezvan shem achad. Right. Everything is a shomer. It's right. It's a shomer. Next. Sharshe hachaz hachazorim v'hatznoin v'anofos. Three more creatures called roots of the chazorim. Sinoin radish nofos. It was halacha. There were mayor. Everybody says no. Perfect. Well, let's see over here. Sharshe hachazorim hachazeres. Chazeres lettuce. Yes, if Hashem Shrosha Chasa is Chazeres is the Chazeres what? Chazeres horseradish.
Lettuce, no?
No, I don't know. Chasa is what's Chasa? Chasa
is lettuce.
And what is Chazeres? Romaine
so
lettuce.
No, could be.
Let's see. That sounds radish. Shrosha that sounds radish. That nafus. The Shrosha nafus means not it's a radish. All of them.
They're all over there.
They're a mayor. Shirasha hachasa lettuce. This is lettuce. Chazeres. Vihachasa shel yimeinu. Okay? So it's as old as that was called. It's chasa. Chazeres is chasa. Yeah?
Okay,
very good. Shirasha hachasa mitzarfim loichel lahashtam shir kibetza. Okay. Mitzarfim gam ikar hasharish gam asav. The sharish.
Everything.
Shirasha hanafos. What's a nafos? I don't know what this is. Mitzarfim loichel lahashtam shir kibetza. Okay, the shorish, it's all in nafus, whatever nafus is. So there's a radish, the shorish, it's known gadol, sieve, it's called a sieve. Gidim dakim hayotzim mitzideh ha-shorish ha-gadol. Now, machlokes, or mayor, and lir, and they have gugger, 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 and according to a mayor, both. According to a mayor is the sieve. The sieve means this hairs, these little follicles from the side, good. And the zach that goes all the way down. This that goes all the way straight down. Yeah. It's called the root. Both gamma sharish, gagolos gamma sieve. Now, seven lashim l'shir kibeitz on tzechem. Rabbi Yehuda, rak hasharish, hagadol mitzav loichal asarav avla sibim in mitzavim. Only what goes straight down, but the little zach and the little hair follicles is not mitzavim. Okay. Is this dry or moist? Okay, so he says the roots, these funny things, the spaghetti stuff in the bottom, is mitzarf loichel hashlasher ki beitza mitomo ochem ben kashu lachim ben kashu yveshim v'nistavek hachazoynish in zeram mitam shem necholim. Is this because they're edible? Or shazel mitam shem nechshav l'shem eloichem echos avoyt shabem dovinei ben avihudo d'shor shachazel z'anim v'alachus kam ikar sharish mitzaref v'ikar v'gam hasibim mitzarefim v'lenechlu elo v'sim shal sharish hatzunayim. The only time is machloikis if the sieve is mitzarev is only regard to the tznayim. When it comes to nafus and it comes to chazeres, everyone agrees that the sieve is mitzarev, is part of the shiur, is going to be called a shomer, is a shomer. Okay, basically the sieve is the finer points and the sharish is the harder points. The harder zachin everything, there's things that are very hard, and then there are things that are very, like, I guess until here you see because it's a shorish. Then it's very, very thin, very little of a sieve. So he says that everyone agrees when it comes to the chazer to nafos, when it comes to this nafos, not only are the shoresh going to be mitzvah to the shir of a shomer, even the sieve is mitzvah to the shir of a shomer. The only time we find machlokes is only with regard to the tsinoin. With regard to the tsinoin, there we want to differentiate between the sieve and the shoresh. The shoresh is mitzvah.
Can we look inside the zikana?
Weiter in the Mishnah, Shorshei HaChazorim, the roots of lettuce, the hat, sinoin, and radish, the hanofus. He wants to know, the rabbi wants to know, what does it mean over here? What does it mean? I have to go to Rabbeinu Google to tell us what this means. Translate. No, I don't want dictionary. I want translate. How come you gave me the wrong thing here? It's not what I want. It's not what I want. No fuss. Doesn't have it. We'll fix
okay.
It.
So that's why you didn't write it in from the last time, because you couldn't find it the last time. Okay. You would have written it in. Go ahead.
All the other words I typed in. Wow. Whole history of all the things I typed in. Wow, look at that. Whole history of my life is here.
Listen, touch it down here.
It records. Everything you type in, it records. Hey, weiter. Nafus. Okay, weiter. Zohar Machal over here, Nafus. Dibdir Rebbe Meir, who says, Shoresh Tznoin Gadol, he holds the Shoresh Tznoin Gadol. Only the large root. Let me show you in the picture. Only the large one is Mitztaref. Only Shoresh Tznoin Gadol of Hasiv, Shaloi in Mitztaref. Next halacha, Shoresh HaMisna, Yapegam, Vahayarko, Sode, Vyakoskina, Shashi, Yakoran, Lushan.
Okay.
What's this? Now we come to the Shosha, it's not God, we're ready, and it's next Shosha Hamisna. No, Allah, Vyashi, some say Hamisna, then Tzemach Rechani, it's an herb, it's a Tzemach Rechani, it produces fragrance. Okay, it produces fragrance. Shemisham Shabbat, the refu is for healing purposes. Medicinal purposes. The apple of Shonas Nikra Misna, other languages, a pagum, Vishoshi a pagum, Siach Bar Rechani is a plant, it means a shoot, an offshoot, Bar Rechani, it is a member of the group of things which grow, which produce fragrance. Baal Parachim, it's even as gold leaves. The Yarkos, Sode, Yarkos, Gina, Shiroshi, the roots of the Yarkos, the vegetables, the field of Yarkos, Gina of a garden, Shakaron, as a Yarkos, as a Yarkos, you uproot them from the ground of the Shoslan. The purpose, the goal of uprooting these things was to do what? Almenas, le Shoslan, b'mokem acher. The reason why you uprooted these things was to plant them. The reason why you uprooted these things was to plant somewhere else, b'hutsarich, le Shorosh, you need the roots. Yakos sodachayin agdelim besodim besodim the vegetables grown by the wild vegetables. Yakos gina, they're not wild. Shazemes ashosim b'magmecha v'hashed v'shal shibolas achut ha'mtsoy shal shibolas ha'gagan. Okay, v'agil shalom. Out of time. Only would have walked.